人已经有一阵子，那因为最近啊，我们有一位啊，就是在我们当中的杨川道啊，他一月份啊来跟我们联络，然后经过啊我们有一个 Skype meeting， 然后之后我们也邀请他来到科宝教会来跟我们见面。那之后啊，我们啊聘牧的啊同工们就一致的啊推荐，让他成为我们啊传道人的候选人，所以他今天就来这里，他是我们传道候选人来啊拜访我们母会。As you know that the Clasper Church has been searching for a full-time minister for a while, and this year in January, Minister Yang contacted with us, so we had a Skype meeting, and after that, then we invite him to visit Clasper Church. And after the first visit, and so the search committee vote for to identify him to be our official minister candidate, unanimous. So today, So Minister Yan visit us as a minister candidate to visit our mother church. 那杨传道啊，基本上他是大学的时候是拿到了啊电机工程的学位。那之后啊，在2000年左右啊，在1998啊就开始到加拿大的维珍神学院，后来拿到了一个道学硕士。然后他就开始在加拿大温哥华地区的教会侍奉，那侍奉呢有总共有十几年了。那他在这个当中又到加州的一个国际神学院，国际神学院又去拿了一个神学硕士。那所以他在整个教会的侍奉上面算是蛮齐全的。Minister Yan, so he in his undergraduate school, he got a double E degree, and also in 1998, so he went to Canada to Regent College and spent about 4 years.And he received MDiv degree, and then he started to serve in Canada, Vancouver area, so over 10 years. And in the middle of the service, he also went to California to go to International Theological Seminary.To get theology master degree. 好，那我想其他的事情他今天会在这里作为他的分享，他怎么样接受主，怎么样做全时间的接受神全时间的呼召。所以我就不占时间，就把时间赶快交给他让他自己来介绍。Okay, so I don't want to occupy too much time from Mr. Yan. So let him introduce himself and do some testimony and sharing. Okay, so we are happy also we have a Bo Wen to translate, to interpret to English. Okay, so Mr. Yan.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
很高兴有这个机会来跟大家分享我个人的信主的见证。
I'm glad to be here to share my own testimony with you today.
我只能说的，我真的是要感谢上帝。
All I have to say is thanks to God.
因为我真的觉得我自己是一个很不配的人，但是我今天能够来服侍上帝，能够站在这里跟大家分享，都是上帝的恩典。
I don't think I deserve this, but it's all because of His grace that I'm able to be here with you and share my story.
我们刚刚唱了有一首诗歌。
We just sang a hymn.
第二首。
The second one.
是耶稣的爱激励我。
The love of Christ inspires me.
让我敞开生命。
I open my voice.
敞开我的生命。
Open my life.
让我能够成为别人的祝福。
To become blessings of others.
其实这不是我第一次唱这首诗歌。
It's not the first time I sing this hymn.
但刚才在唱这首诗歌的时候。
But as we were singing earlier.
我深深的受感动。
I was deeply touched.
因为真的是基督的爱改变我。
Because the love of Jesus changed me.
如果不是耶稣基督的爱，我今天不知道变成什么样的人。
Without Jesus' love, I don't know what I would become of today.
抱歉有点失态、啊、但是我真的知道上帝的爱真是感动了。
I'm sorry this is emotional, but God's love really, really moved me.
我从小生长在一个传统的基督教信仰的家庭里面。
I grew up in a traditional Christian family.
我小时候就每一个主日到教堂做礼拜。
When I was little, every Sunday, I went to church.
我小时候也参加过一段的圣经函授的课程。
And I participated in the Bible correspondence courses for a little while.
高中的时候，我礼拜天还是要跟着去父母去做礼拜。
In high school, I still went to church with my parents.
那个时候，我对于神的观念是宇宙应该有一位神。
What I knew back then that there should be a God in the universe.
而且这应该就是圣经上所说的那一位耶稣基督。
And it should be Jesus Christ in the Bible.
当然我们说三位一体的神包括圣父圣子圣灵、啊、
And we know God is a Trinity three in one, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
但是我对于基督教却有一些难以接受的地方。
But I find it hard to accept Christianity.
因为我那时候在教会里面常常听到的就是说基督徒不可以做这个不可以做那个、啊、不可以抽烟不可以喝酒不可以跳舞。
What I heard in church is Christians cannot drink, cannot smoke, cannot dance.
好像都是一些教条而已。
They were all doctrines.
虽然我自己不做这些事情呢。
Even though I myself didn't do those things.
但这些这种讲法让我觉得蛮反感的。
But those doctrines, I felt disgusted by those.
但是我还是去教会。
I still went to church.
那我小学的时候，我曾经在台湾海峡中间有一个叫澎湖群岛。
In my elementary school, I lived in the Penghu Island in the Taiwan Strait.
我住了几年的时候，村子里面有一些老人过世的时候。
The village I live in, sometimes there are elderly people passed away.
那送葬的队伍经过学校，如果刚好是碰到下课的时间。
Sometimes the funeral home passed by, between, classes.
那小朋友都会很好奇的就爬上学校的围墙，那去看热闹。
And the children were curious, they would climb on the wall to watch the funeral team.
虽然我不知道死的人是谁，我不认得他。
Even though I didn't know that person passed away.
但是看遇见人的死亡常常给我带来非常大的悲伤。
But this experience brought great sadness to me.
为什么人就这样子不动了？
Why people stopped moving all of a sudden?
他到底去哪里了？
Where did he go?
所以这个问题到我高中的时候又会常常进到我的脑海里面。
Even in high school, this thought is still on my mind.
可是那时候都为了准备考大学，竞争非常激烈，所以就不能够太多思想这个问题。
But at that time, we were busy. Everything is about getting into college, so I didn't have too much time to think about this.
到上了大学之后，我又再常常想到生命的问题。
Until in college, I thought about this again.
人到底从哪里来？死了以后又往哪里去
？Where do men come from and where do they go after death?
人活着的意义是什么？
What's the meaning of life?
我想如果人死后真的一无所有的话，那我现在死跟将来死有什么差别？
If there's nothing after death, then what's the difference of if I die now, or in the future?
那我又不能够相信人死了以后就真的一切烟消云散。
And I could not believe after death everything vanishes.
我也不能够接受说灵魂是不存在的。
And I cannot accept that soul does not exist.
那我所粗浅的知道一些儒家的道理、佛教、道教的道理，还有回教的道理，也不能够给我合适的答案。
As much Confucianism, Taoism, and Buddhism, and Islam, I knew could not give me the answer.
所以我非常的苦恼。
And I was very confused.
所以那我想，好吧，既然大学一年级就是一直思索这些困难没答案，那我干脆我就再回到圣经里面去看一看，这是我从小接触的信仰。
So my first year, I could not understand this, so I went back to the Bible that I used to read when I was little.
那我大学二年级上学期开始，我就每天晚上做完功课我就读圣经。
Second year in college, after classes, I would start reading the Bible.
在读新约四卷福音书的时候，里面所记载耶稣生平的事迹非常的鲜明、活泼、活生动。
And the story of Jesus Christ in the four Gospels became very vivid and alive.
我读的时候，我就感觉我好像就是当时跟随耶稣人群当中的一个目击的见证人一样。
As if I were one of the witnesses in there for the whole story.
我非常的受感动。
I was really touched.
大概三四个月之后，我就相信耶稣基督应该就是那位我所要寻找的神。
And three and four months later, I believe that this is what I was looking for.
是他为了我的罪被钉死在十字架上面。
It was Jesus died on the cross because of my sin.
但是他在死后第三天从死里面又复活了。
And he resurrected on the third day after death.
证明他是上帝的独生儿子，是救主。
That proved that he is the Son of God. He is the Savior.
让我能够信耶稣基督，就被神接纳，成为神的儿子。
And because I believe in him, I'm accepted by him to be God's son.
我可以得到永生，而且我知道我的灵魂是真实的存在。
And I will have eternal life, and I know that my soul truly exists.
死了以后也仍然存在。
Even after death.
后来我读圣经的时候，又读到哥林多前书那边有一段话说：“凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我都不受他的辖制。”
And then I read the Bible in the First Corinthians 6:12. I have the right to do anything you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything.
所以我读了这，我就心里很受的激励。
So I was really encouraged by that.
所以我知道基督教信仰不是像我原来高中所接触那样是教条式的信仰。
So this faith is not a faith of doctrine.
而是很活泼的信仰。
But it's vivid.
所以后来我在一次布道会，我就决志受洗了。
And in a sermon, I decided to accept and be baptized.
那这个是在1975年的五月受洗的。
And this was in May of 1975.
那在那一年的八月，我经历到一个很在我生命很大的改变。
In the August of that year, I had a major change in my life.
因为我在感情上遭遇到很大的挫折。
I had some struggle in my relationships.
那我跟认识两年的女朋友分手。
I broke up with my girlfriend that we have known each other for 2 years.
那对于从小个性非常内向的我来说，等于是根本没有办法承受这样的打击啊。
I'm an introvert since I was little, so this is a huge impact for me.
所以那时候我断定我自己的未来一生应该会是蛮消沉的。
And I thought I'm going downhill for the rest of my life.
我虽然想说我不会去自杀哈。
Although I wouldn't think about suicide.
因为基督徒不能自杀，因为我们生命是上帝宝贵的恩赐。
Because Christians, we cannot kill ourselves because our life belongs to God.
那在剩下暑假的一个月的时间里面，我就是这样很消沉的、失魂落魄的过了暑假。
And the rest of the summer vacation, I was really down.
那时候我父亲也知道了这件事情。
And my father knew about that.
虽然不是我跟他讲，他从别人那里知道。
Even though I did not tell him, but someone else told him.
有一天，他从我旁边吃完饭，从我旁边走过去的时候，就跟我讲了一句话。
And one day after dinner, he stopped by and said.
他说：“你要拿得起，要放得下。
You have to let it go.
我也知道该拿得起，放得下。
I knew I had to let it go.
但问题在于我做不到。
But problem is, I could not.
我想这是人生里面很多的困难了。
But I guess that's a struggle for life.
我想这是很无奈的事情。
Nothing we can do about it.
所以在九月中旬开学的时候，有一个校园团去办的退休会。
So in September, there's a retreat hosted by the campus fellowship.
他们邀请我去，我就带着一颗受伤的、被压伤的心灵去参加那个聚会。
I was invited to participate with a crushed heart.
那在整个上午的聚会中，我只是很专心的恳求上帝一件事情。
And the whole morning there, I was focused and asked for one thing.
我求主安慰我痛苦的心灵。
Ask God to comfort my heart.
我只求这么一件事情，一直。
That's the only thing I ask for.
那时候也没发生什么奇怪的事情。
Nothing amazing really happened that time.
可是三个钟头之后，当我们结束了早上的聚会，去餐厅用餐的时候。
But 3 hours later, when we were walking to the dining hall for lunch.
我们走在马路上的时候，我突然发觉心灵里面那个千斤的重担完全没有了。
As I was walking, all of a sudden I felt relieved.
我不知道什么时候没有的。
I didn't know the feelings just disappeared.
我觉得我怎么这么自在，这么喜乐。
I feel the joy and the freedom in my heart.
我这一个月来都是非常痛苦，心灵沉重。
The whole month I feel this heavy burden on me.
那我想躯干为什么会有这个样的变化
I was thinking how did this happen
我甚至有一个很愚蠢的想法我说想要把那痛苦的感觉再抓回来比较一下
And I even had the dumb thought to try to get that emotion back and make a comparison
因为早晨当我走过那一栋第一栋学校第一栋大楼的时候我还感觉到自己心里面千斤的重担
Because when I walked into the building that morning I still felt like 1,000 pounds on top of me
现在突然没有了
But now, they were all gone.
那我就再也感不到痛苦，我知道上帝已经安慰我了。
So at the time, I knew that God comforted me.
我求的上帝给了我。
What I asked for, God gave it to me.
我心里面只有平安跟喜乐，是从来没有这样子感觉到的。
All I had is the peace and joy I never had before.
所以我那时候真正的体会到有一首短歌上所说的，我有平安如江河在我心，我有喜乐如江河在我心。
So at that time, I remember there's a song said there's a peace in my heart. There's a peace in my heart. There's a joy like a river flow in my heart.
那首诗歌，我有平安如江河，我有平安如江河，我有平安如江河在我心，对吧？就是这一首。感谢主，没关系了，大家不必翻。
Music is the universal language, so.
所以我得到了我真正渴望的而且真正的那种安息正如圣经上所说的耶稣所说凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来我就使你们得安息
So just as Jesus said Come to me all you who are weary and burdened and I will give you rest
那我就仔细的思考我确信这不是一种心理作用
I was sure that was not a psychological effect
而是圣灵在带领我忧伤的心灵用诚实的寻找上帝的时候，上帝恩待我的结果。
But that's because of the power of the Spirit, guidance, because I was sincerely looking for seeking God.
所以感谢神，圣经上有一句话说：“压伤的芦苇它不折断，僵残的灯火它也不熄灭。”
So praise the Lord, a bruised reed will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
所以那时候我很喜欢唱有一首诗歌叫《恋我月经》。
So I like to sing him Make Me Pure.
那首诗歌就是说，你若不压橄榄成渣， 成渣，它就不能够成油。
Olive that have known no pressure, no oil can bestow.
你如果不把葡萄丢入葡萄压入榨，它就不会变成酒。
If the grapes escape the wine press, cheering wine can never flow.
你若不炼纳达成膏，它就不能有芬芳。
Spikenard only through the crushing.
主，我这个人是否也需要受你许可的创伤？
Fragrance can diffuse. Shall I then, Lord, shrink from suffering?
所以他的副歌是说，每一次的打击都是真实的利益。
And the chorus said, each blow I suffer is true gain to me.
如果你收取的东西，你以自己来替代。
In the place of what you take, you give yourself to me.
神他自己拿去的东西，他用自己来填补那个空位。
What he takes, he gave himself to me.
我深深有这样的感受。
And I truly agree with this.
第三段我又跟大家分享到我有一个奉献的心志。
And the third thing I would like to share is I have the heart to serve God.
因为经历到生命里面这样子重大的改变，我所以在信仰上更热心的追求。
Because of this change in my life, I seek faith even more.
因为我知道我自己是什么样，原来是什么样的个性，这种改变不是我自己产生的。
Because I know who I was, this change did not come from myself.
所以我更喜欢读圣经，而且更喜欢祷告亲近神。
And I love to read the Bible, and pray to be near God even more than I was before.
我也能够感觉神的亲近和同在。
And I could felt, God's existence.
自从我在五月信主之后，受洗之后，我就愿意照圣经上主所说的。人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姐妹和自己的生命等等，就不配做我的门徒。
And since I became Christian, I was willing to follow what Jesus said. If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple.
那现在这个没有女朋友跟上帝在我心中争取那个首位。那我就愿意把神放在我真正的第一位。
Without girlfriend, no one is competing for the number one spot in my heart. So God is truly the only person in my life.
所以从那个时候，我都照圣经所教导的去，愿意照圣经所教导的去行。
And everything I do, I follow the Bible.
所以包括父母给我的生活费，我每个月都先拿到了就奉献十分之一。
And even any income I have, I would give 10% to God.
所以在1975年那一年的十月底，在台北有一个很盛大的格里汉牧师布道大会。
In August of 1975 in Taipei, there's a evangelistic meeting by Billy Graham.
聚会场地是五万人，容纳五万人。
About 50,000 people participated.
那时候我就晚上为有一个打工的机会，我就去打工，赚了150块台币。
And I had time to work on a part-time job that night and earned 150 Taiwan dollars.
那我就把它凑成200块钱，然后奉献给那个布道会，那相当于大概美金5块钱。
And I made it even 200 Taiwan dollars, about equivalent to $5.
我很高兴自己能参与神的工作的奉献。
I was glad that I was part of the work.
从那个时候一直到现在，十分之一是我最基本的奉献。
Ever since then, tithing is my minimum offering to God.
不是我要夸口什么东西，但是我觉得这是我们回应上帝对我们爱的最基本的要求。
Not to brag about this, but I think this is a basic response that to God's grace.
甚至到1996年，当我离开台湾的时候，相当于一个提前退休，我领了一笔退休金，我也是挪出十分之一奉献。
Even in 1996, when I took an early retirement and left Taiwan with the pension, I took 10% from the pension.
那时候我就有了一个心愿，我希望在将来大学毕业之后，在台湾年轻人身体健康正常都要当兵的嘛，我希望当完大学毕业当完兵之后，两年的当兵之后，我要准备去念神学院。
I made a decision in college that after I graduate and serve the military, which is required in Taiwan, I would become a full-time minister.
因为我知道现在认识到人生最美的事情就是认识上帝跟服侍上帝。
Because I knew that knowing God and serving Him is the most beautiful thing in this world.
我当时也很惊讶自己怎么会有这样的想法跟这样的打算。
I was even surprised why I made that decision.
因为我原来是一个内向的人，我只喜欢逃避人群，而不是要接触人群。
Because I was an introvert that I would run away from the crowd. But now I have to take a job that requires me to go into the crowd.
我是一个求独善其身的人。
I was just focused on myself.
那我现在怎么会这样的改变呢？
But why did I change?
我相信那是上帝的带领。
I believe that's God's guidance.
可是那个愿意加入念神学院的心愿后来却受到拦阻。
But I had difficulties for to become a full-time minister.
我在大学毕业前半年，教会的牧师就特地到我家里说要去跟我父亲谈我将来要奉献念神学院服侍上帝的事情。
And half a year before my college graduation, the pastor in my church visited my father to talk about my future to go to a seminary and then become a minister.
我父亲很严肃的就用两个字简单的回答他，免谈。
And my father responded to him simply and seriously, no way.
所以这个事情我也不好违背我爸爸。
And I could not disobey my father.
我想可能是那时候我还很多还要再受上帝的操练。
And maybe I still need to learn things from God.
所以在当时就受到这样的阻拦。
So that's why I had this roadblock.
第四段我就跟大家分享到我自己在信仰中间属灵生命上的挣扎。
And the fourth part I'd like to share with you is my struggle in my spiritual life.
在我服完兵役，在一个国营事业工作之后
，After serving the military, I worked in a state agency.
那我在想说，我做满25年就公职就可以退休。那我退休的话，差不多是49岁，我会立刻办理退休，在49岁。
And I thought, you know, serving the government after 25 years, I can retire, and so I will retire at age 49.
我还要用其余的时光来念神学院来服侍上帝。
And I will use the rest of my life to go to seminary and serve God.
同时我有了一笔退休金，可以基本的生活没有大的忧虑。
And I would have a pension to support the basic need of my life.
这是自己的打算啊。
This is my own planning.
那在开始工作之后的好几年时间，我也曾面对自己生活中间工作上面跟信仰中间有一种冲突跟挣扎。
But after a few years, I started working. I have been having this struggle between my life, my professional life, and my faith.
因为圣经的教导是要爱圣洁，要爱人如己，要赦免，要宽恕，要舍己。可是这些都是在生活上好像难以做到的。
Because the Bible teaches us to be holy, to love our neighbors as ourselves, to be forgiving, to be merciful, and give up yourself, which is very difficult to live out in the real world.
我反而是觉得好像要以牙还牙啊，这比较符合人的本性，才能够彰显公平正义。
A tooth for a tooth makes more sense to me as a way for a justice in this world.
所以我心中常会有一种挣扎、矛盾、冲突。难道我就想说，难道我的信仰是不切实际的吗
？So I would have this conflict in my heart, to the point where I thought, is my faith real?
或者是虚假的？有时候我又会感觉到好像神离我蛮遥远的。
Or was it fake? Because sometimes I felt I'm not very close to God.
所以我不知道问题出在哪里。
I did not know where the problem was.
那我还想我自己曾经是想说要服侍上帝的人，我却变成这个样子，我将来怎么服侍上帝
？And I thought I used to want to serve God, and now look at where I am now. How could I serve Him anymore?
那我想一定是我跟上帝之间的关系出了问题。
And I thought it must be something wrong with the relationship between me and God.
那我要改变这状况，我就想说我每天 晚上要花二十分钟的时间跟上帝来祷告。
To change this, I thought I need to spend at least 20 minutes every day to pray to God.
那可是每天晚上一想要祷告的时候，很快就会睡着。
But as soon as I start to pray, I fell asleep.
很准，很灵验。
It's very punctual. Right after I start to pray, I would fall asleep.
所以我们要生命想要改变，要亲近神的时候，一定会有。拦阻的力量。
So, when we make the decision to be near to God, we for sure we will have resistance.
那可是我一定要这样子做，所以我就有花了至少两三个月的时间勉强自己去做。
But I never stopped doing this for another two three months.
那我的方式，我就是我要听到自己祷告的声音。我习惯是过去都是。默祷就睡着，那我就出声祷告，让自己可以听到自己的声音。
So I changed my prayer from a silent prayer to speak it out loud.
那这样子我就不会睡着。
So that I couldn't fall asleep that way.
所以才花了两三个月时间，才逐渐的脱离那样子特别软弱的情况。
And after 2 to 3 months, things start to get better.
我后来在回想，知道自己这一种软弱挣扎，就是因为我们不懂得依靠上帝的恩典，也没有把自己真的完全交托给上帝的缘故。
And now that I look back, I know I had the struggle because I did not know truly know God's will, and I was not willing to give myself to Him.
也是不愿意顺服，或者是不明白怎么样子去顺服，所以没有真正让主在我们生命里面掌权。
I was not obeying God, or I should say, I did not know how to follow His lead.
也没有照圣经上所说，把自己完全献上成为活祭。
And I wasn't really follow what the Bible said to be a living sacrifice.
所以在罗马书十二章第一节那里，保罗就说。弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
So in Romans 12:1 says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship."
感谢神的带领，让我能够脱离那种。软弱悲惨的情况。
Thanks to God, I was able to get out of the struggle.
第五段我就跟大家分享在信仰上更多一点经历神的事情。
And fifth, I'd like to share with you about my personal experience with God.
在1989年，那我在工作里面已经工作了差不多将近十年了。
In 1989, I worked for about 10 years for the government.
那在工作上有一个机会要参可以参加半年的训练，但是要经过英语的考试。
There was an opportunity to take a 6-month training, but I had to pass an English exam.
那我们公司连我在内一共有三个人报名，那基本上他只会录取一个。
So there were 3 applicants from my company, but only one will get this chance.
我知道一个人英文比我更好，一个英文比我差。
One of them his English was better, and one of them is worse than me.
我非常希望能够得到这个受训的机会，可以充实自己在不同领域的知识。对将来的工作升迁也很有帮助。
I really wanted this opportunity because it will expand my knowledge and my experience to get a promotion in the future.
那我本来认为说在考试之前还有两个月的时间可以做最后的冲刺。中国人讲一句话，临阵磨枪不快也慌嘛。
So I had I thought I had a 2 months of a sprint.period where I can work hard before the exam.
可是在那个时候我就连着感冒三次，包括我家里我太太我孩子都一起感冒。
But I kept getting sick, getting cold for 3 times, and my wife and children also got sick too.
我连续三次，一次差不多半个月哈，快好了，一下又来了，然后之后一个半月三次。
Yeah, 3 times. Each time lasts for 2 weeks. So a month and a half just was gone.
所以我根本没有办法，还要上班，根本没有办法准备。
And I had to work, so I didn't have time to prepare.
那考试日子越来越近了，心里越来越急，可是一点办法都没有。
As the exam date got closer, and I became more nervous.
因为我是脸皮很薄的人，因为我怕考不上，公司人问叫，哎呀，那个人没考上。
I was afraid to lose face. I was afraid if I didn't get this, my colleagues will laugh at me.
差不多在考试前一个礼拜，我发现我真的是完全不能准备的时候，我就很绝望。
And a week before the exam, when I realized I had no time to prepare, I was desperate.
那这个时候呢，我反而心中放下来了。
But at the same time, I was relieved.
因为你既然不能改变，那你就接受了。
If I could not change it, I had to accept it.
这时候我就跟上帝祷告说，你知道这个训练是我很期待的，对我很重要，但是我完全不能够准备。
And I prayed to God, you know, I really want this opportunity, but I could not prepare.
现在我把这个事情完全交托在你的手中。
I give this to your hand completely.
如果你觉得我配得这个机会去受信，就求你帮助我通过这个考试。
If you think I deserve this, help me to pass this exam.
我会感谢你。
And I really thank you.
如果你认为我不配，我没通过考试，我也感谢你。
If I don't deserve this, I thank you anyway.
因为我知道你会照你的意思来带领我的人生的道路。
I know you lead my life according to your will.
我就完全的交托给上帝了。
And I give it to God's hands completely.
所以这样子，两个月以来的心中的焦虑重担到现在就完全没有，我已经完全交托给上帝了。
So all the worries, they were gone.They were all in God's hand.
我不再在乎这个结果是什么，但我知道上帝不论如何都是爱我、看顾我，用我的方式他会带领我。
I did not care about the outcome of this, but I care about this. God will always love me and take care of me.
他会用最合适我的方式来带领我。
He lead me in the best way he sees fit.
所以我后来很平安的就去考试，结果也录取了，而且参加那个半年的训练。
And I went to the exam, and I got this opportunity for the six-month training.
薪水照领，还可以学东西，然后后来获得升迁的机会。
I still get paid during that time, and after the training, I had a promotion.
由于这一次的经验，破除了我自己过去一直很怕丢脸这种个性，就是死要面子哈。
And because of this experience, I was not afraid of losing face anymore.
所以对我来说是在属灵生命上一个很大的一个改变。
To me, that's a big step forward in my spiritual life.
所以对我来说很重要的事情，对你来说可能不是太大的问题。
So what matters to me, may not matter as much to you.
但是我相信每个人都有自己的问题，我们要面对上帝，怎么样来改变我们。
But I think each of us, we all have our own issues, and we need to bring it to God.
所以在那个受训结束之后半年，那我就在公司上获得一个很大的一个晋升的机会。
So 6 months after this, I had a big promotion.
就跟那半年的受训有密切的关联。
And it's really very closely related to the training I was able to take.
我知道上帝是一步一步在预备我的道路。
I know God prepared the way for every step of my life.
我也在一步一步在属灵里面继续的学习。
And I learned in my spiritually learning following God as well.
公司的新到的总经理有一天就问了，在问咨询呢。副总经理跟其他主管的意见之后，就把我叫到他办公室去。
There was a new manager in the company, and asked the other managers and directors about me, and he called me into his office.
他问我说：“你有没有想要换一个更有挑战性的工作
？”He asked me, "Do you want to move to a more challenging position?"
他说：“你以前做事情很好，你现在到我这里来，到我旁边来学做人。”
And you're doing well, very well in doing things, but now you come to me and learn how to be a good person.
他就是要我做他的机要秘书，就相当于是在公司里面中层主管的一个职务。
And he want me to be his personal secretary, and that's equivalent to a mid-level management position.
我当然很高兴有这样的升迁机会呢，获得长官的信任，又可以做不同性质的工作。
And I was glad to have this opportunity to earn trust from the boss and do a different kind of job.
但另外一方面也知道这不是很容易的工作，因为中国人有一句话叫“伴君如伴虎”啊。
But on the other hand, I know it's not an easy task. In Chinese, there's a say to be with a king is like to be with a tiger.
所以上帝就让我在那里学习了做人做事的方式，做将近两年的时间。
So for about 2 years in that position, I learned how to be a better person.
那在第六点，我就跟大家分享我在工作中也传福音的一些事情。
The sixth, I'd like to share how I preach the gospel in my work environment.
在工作当中，我也向长官、同事传福音。
I share the gospels with my colleagues and my boss.
那个时候的总经理，我有时候常常要跟他报告事情，那顺便也就跟他事情正式谈完了，就谈圣经的事情。
After I report work to my boss, I would share about the Bible with him.
包括一些福音的，有时候谈到有关于人的罪的时候，他会觉得很尴尬。
And as I share, especially when I share about sins of human, and he became embarrassed.
有的时候甚至脸都会红。
I could even see the a rush on his face.
我也劝邀请他跟他的夫人一起到他们家附近的教会去参加崇拜。
And I invited him to and his wife to church.
后来当我离开公司到加拿大大概五年之后的时候，他告诉我说他信主了，他受洗归主了。
And after I went to Canada after 5 years, he told me he accepted Jesus too.
感谢主。那后来他在他家里发现了一本圣经，他后来才想起来那是最早我送给他的。
And then he found a Bible in his home. He realized I gave the Bible to him.
所以他就特地用笔在圣经上写说是我送给他的。
And he wrote my name on it to know that I gave him the Bible.
所以在工作中，我后来要确定要移民了，我也学习尽量向大家传福音。
And even as I work and I become an immigrant here, I still I never stop preaching gospels.
所以到1993年的时候，年初有一个移民的机会到加拿大。
In 1993, I had an opportunity to go to Canada.
那因为我在工作上也蛮顺利的，我就向主祷告，到底是不是你要带我去的？如果不是你带我去，我根本不要去。
I was having a successful career, so I asked God, "Do you want me to go to Canada?"
那所以我每天就很诚恳的祷告，差不多有3个月的时间。
So I prayed eagerly for 3 months.
我一定要清楚知道是不是上帝的带领。
I had to be sure this is what God wants.
差不多在6月的时候，有一天读圣经，读到箴言16:9，说人心筹算自己的道路，唯有耶和华指引他的脚步。
And one day I was reading the book of Proverbs. I read, in their hearts human plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps.
我突然眼睛就亮起来，我很惊讶，我过去一直以为是神为他的儿女预备道路，这没想到这里说人自己也可以为自己筹算，但是神会预备他脚步。
And I was very enlightened because I thought only God can prepare for our ways, but man can make their own plans as well. But God will lead the way.
我仔细思考了半个月的时间，就思想这一段经文到底是不是对我说的。后来我终于确信，我相信上帝借这一句话对我说。
And I thought about this verse for half a month, and until I was sure, and this is God speaking to me.
我凭着敬畏上帝的心，预备前面的道路，神会指引我每一步的脚步。
I plan with the fear of the Lord in my heart, and He will lead me.
我不必再担心，所以我整个心就放下来，就专心的工作，同时 等待移民的手续。
I did not have to worry, so I just work and prepare for my immigration documents.
后来一直到1996年的六月底，完成了我在工作里面承担的一个很重要的公司里面一个重要的工作，完成了那个工作。
And until 1996, I finished a very important project for my work.
所以我在1996年的七月就移民到加拿大温哥华。
In July of that year, I moved to Vancouver, Canada.
我后来就到加拿大，第一年、第二年准备英文，还要参加托福考试。后来就在进入维珍神学院念MD， 道学硕士。
And the first 2 years I studied English, and then I went to the Regent College to get my Master of Divinity degree.
那其他在这些年的服事，刚刚吴长老也做一些简单的介绍。
And my service experience, I think Elder Wu mentioned earlier.
我相信神对每一个人，当然包括上帝的仆人，都有道路预备的，而且都是按照我们每一个人生命的尺度最合适你的方式来为你预备的。
And I believe that God prepares for every one of his servant according to our life and need.
那这些年来在服事当中，我也越来越经历到在侍奉神当中的喜乐和恩典。
And I serve God, I experience more and more of joy and grace.
而且在侍奉当中也认识了许多忠心爱主的同工跟弟兄姐妹。
And I had a chance to know many faithful brothers and sisters and co-workers.
而且我们也可以彼此激励，一同奔跑天路。
And we can encourage each other to walk the heavenly way.
今天跟各位在一起，就是我们成为彼此的激励。
And even sitting here, we become each other's encouragement.
第九点，我跟大家分享的是我的婚姻跟家庭。
And I'd like to also share about my marriage and my family.
哎，我在这里先介绍一下慈母。
Let me to introduce my wife.
我们两个人是念同一个大学，但是我们在当时彼此不认识。
We went to the same college, but we didn't know each other back then.
我早他两年毕业。
I graduated 2 years earlier than her.
他主修的是音乐的演奏。
She was majoring in music performance.
应该是钢琴演奏。
Piano performance.
在学校的时候，我们去不同的团契，同一个学校不同团契，但不认识。
We went to different fellowships, so we didn't know each other back then.
所以我在服完兵役，在开始工作之后，经由一位认识我们双方母亲的牧师介绍的。
And after I served the military, we get to know each other through a pastor that knew both of our parents.
那后来我们在1983年的元旦结婚。
In January of January 1st of 1983, we were married.
我们有三个孩子，两个儿子，一个是 Daniel， 一个是 Joseph。
We have three children, two sons, Daniel and Joseph.
他们是在台湾出生的，他们现在是30岁跟26岁。
They were born in Taiwan and they were 30 years and 26 year old.
小女儿 Michelle 是移民到加拿大定居一周年的时候出生的。
And my daughter Michelle was born on the anniversary, a year after we moved to Canada.
我们在加拿大快要21年了，七月就21年了，所以我女儿现在是19岁，快20岁。
We live in Canada for almost 21 years, so my daughter is 19, almost 20.
在这些年来，我有些时候没有受聘在教会服事，没有收入的时候。
When I was not working in church, I didn't have income.
家里的经济都是由师母在教授钢琴来支持。
And my wife support the family by teaching piano lessons.
她任劳任怨。
And she never complains.
她对我的服事也始终支持协助。
She's very supportive to my ministry.
很感谢神的恩典。
And I thank God for that.
也感谢我的太太。
and thank my wife.
所以我今天在这里做见证，最后要说的就是感谢神。
And at the end of my testimony, all I can say is thanks to God.
感谢神一路的带领保守，让我能在这过程中间学习、成长，来服侍。
I'm thankful for His protection, His providence, and He teaches me through all the experiences.
也便是使我的生命能够经历到更丰盛。
And he enriched my life.
愿一切的荣耀都归给神。
May all the glory be to God.
谢谢。
Thank you.
那我们继续啊，从现在开始到九点半啊，我们现在开放 Q&A 的时间哈、啊，就是弟兄姐妹有关于杨传道有什么所有的问题想问的哈、啊，问得清清楚楚的，我们想利用这个时间来问。Okay, so from now on to 9:30, so we open for Q&A section. Okay, so if you have any kind of question related to Minister Yan or Mrs. Yan, you're welcome to ask. Okay, let's do. 好，开始。Okay, you can start to ask. Of course, raise your hand. Okay. Okay, Elder Chen. Oh, 好好好，师母师母 ，Okay.So.
很高兴有这个机会来到 Washington DC， 来到华府中国教会，也见到很多弟兄姐妹，我们一起在主的爱里面一起成长，非常很高兴认识大家，谢谢。
I'm glad to be here.To come to Washington, D.C., have this opportunity to come to the church to see all the brothers and sisters here. It's my honor to be here.
我今天啊，就是在因为在准备整个 program 啊，那本来是在想说，哎，谁来领诗，谁来诗琴，因为还要再找人诗琴嘛。那东张西望，结果一看，哦，就是他。所以就马上把他抓来，他就失情了。
You know, as we prepare this combined fellowship, I had a hard time looking for a pianist this today. So I look at Mrs. Yang, and oh, there's a person major in piano performance. So she's playing the piano for us tonight.
Yeah. 好，那师母就这样子而已，是吧？OK, 好，那我想你们可能要 specific 的 question 啊。If you have any specific question, then it will be easier for them to answer you. OK, 好。OK, 来。
请问一下杨传道，就是你觉得在你侍奉的过程当中，你比较擅长什么方面，比较不擅长什么方面？
So the question is to Mr. Yan is in your service, what are your strengths and or weakness in your ministry?
好，我想我在服侍以关怀教导还有讲道方面的话，关怀方面我想我可以做的还不错，感谢主啦，不是在夸自己夸口，我比较容易体谅别人，比较能够关心一些软弱的这是我觉得是上帝给我的吧让我特别能服侍一些人。
So one of my focus in the ministry, majorly three, the caring and the teaching and preaching. I'm not to bragging here, but I think I'm doing a good job in the caring ministry because I can relate to people and have sympathy.
那关于教导方面，我想我要讲的东西，我想要讲的东西，我基本上可以讲得清楚。
For preaching and teaching, I can express myself very clearly.
那我比较弱的地方，大概就是我的记性。啊，我的记性，从年轻我就感觉我自己在这方面比较弱，所以我有的时候。
One of my weaknesses is memory. I don't have a very strong memory since I was young.
那尤其我要认人的脸跟名字配起来的话，我以前在前面的教会，我就觉得我跟他们讲，我大概要三次才会记得住，三次到四次啊。所以如果我在这里问您第一次，您请。请原谅我，第二次还要原谅我，第三次还要原谅我。谢谢。
So I had to try meet you three times to be able to match the face with the name. So the first time I ask you your name, forgive me. Second time, forgive me. Three times, forgive me.
谢谢。
还有没有 ？OK， 好，杨少奇弟兄来。
我跟你同姓，本家，我也姓杨。我想有一个问题想问，就是问你一下过去关于传道的经验哈。比如说你在跟一个人，这个人可能是主内的，也可能是慕道友，或者也可能是说第一次听到福音，你在跟他讲一个道理的时候。讲完了以后的话呢，他很有礼貌的跟你笑一笑，没有任何反应就走开了。我想你会怎么办？
The question is, when you talk to Christians and non-Christians, and you share the message with them, if they just smile at you and walk away, what do you do in that situation?
首先你要感谢上帝。
First of all, praise the Lord.
让我们有机会跟人谈福音。
That we even have this chance to talk to people.
他的反应我们不知道，但是我们可以知道，至少我们已经撒了一点种子。
We do not know how that person will respond, but we did our part.
因为福音有的时候要撒种。
Sometimes we have to spread the seed of the gospel.
有时候要去浇灌，有时候还要去除草。
And you need to, after that, you need to do watering and take out the weeds.
而且这个时间不知道要多长，不是像种稻子或者种菜都有固定的时间。
And we don't know how long it's going to take. It's not like growing a rice or vegetable.
那有的时候对一些人传福音可能要几年、几十年都有可能。
It may take a few years, a few decades.
但是我们知道把这个事情都是上帝的工作。
But that's all God's work.
那我们只是参与在其中，尽我们那一份的力量。
We're just a participant to do our best.
所以这样子，我们传福音、人信主的时候，我们不会骄傲。
So that we won't be proud of ourselves when someone accepts Jesus.
说我很厉害，他很快就信主。
I said, look at what a good work I did, and he is a Christian now.
你也不会很，他没信主，你也不会很难过，说哎呀，我这么差劲，他。居然没信主。
And you wouldn't be too sad, you know. I did a terrible job, and he didn't believe in God.
虽然我讲的这么精彩。
Even though I put it really nicely.
所以我讲，基本上我们都知道这是上帝的工作。
So we all know that's God's work.
所有的服事都是上帝的工作。
All services are the work of God.
我们能够参与在其中，都是上帝的恩典。
And it's God's grace that we are part of it.
所以服事本身就是恩典。
So, be at service itself is grace.
所以使徒保罗在哥林多前书有第三章那里讲，是保罗浇灌了，是我保罗浇灌了，保罗栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有上帝使他生长。
So, in Paul's First Corinthians 3, it says, Paul said, I planted.Apollo watered it, but only God that makes it grow.
因为生命是从上帝来的。
Because life comes from God.
那我们就照上帝的吩咐，照主的吩咐去做我们该做那一部分，上帝是承担一切的责任。
So we do what he told us, and ultimately he's the one responsible.
所以我们最重要的就是忠心顺服，遵行主的话。
So what we can do is be faithful, be true, and follow his words.
对，我再补充一下回答刚刚那个姐妹的问题。
To come to the question earlier,
我想对我来说，我很在意，而且是很愿意的，就是学到神的话就照神的话去做。
One of the things I like to do in my ministry is I learn from God's word and I do accordingly.
我想这是我们服侍上帝的一个很重要的一个态度。
And this is a very important attitude when we serve God.
也是我们的心愿。
And that's what our heart should follow.
谢谢。
Thank you.
不知道有没有回答到您的问题。
I don't know if that answered your question. Thank you.
谢谢。
Okay, next. 有没有下一位？ Okay, Elder Chen, 张长老。
杨忠道啊，
是。
我先感谢神，因为我们这个教会现在好多。基督徒都是从国内来的，那你在台湾也有机会向在台湾背景的人传福音，你会发现像在台湾的基督徒非基督徒传福音或者跟国内来的传福音有什么差别，要是有差别的话，你怎么样能够对这个不同背景的人传福音有不同的方法来向他们传福音，或者是你发现只要是向他们传福音的话，不管是从台湾的背景还是从国内的背景都没有差别，你可以不可以。
So the question is, now that our church have many people coming from mainland China, and you have your service experience from Taiwan, what do you see the differences are, and how would you serve differently to people from different backgrounds?
好，谢谢。我想，当然跟台湾来、跟从大陆来的人传福音是有点不一样。不一样在哪里？就是生活背景不一样，他接触福音，从福音了解，从他的角度，他容不容易接受？当然。要接触大陆的人，要用适合他们、能够打动他们的方式啊。大陆
okay. Sorry. There is a little bit difference. You know, people may have a different background because where they come from, and they may see things from a different perspective.
那大陆来背景的人，一般来说比较。强调要这个说理论证这一方面，我过去的经验感觉是他们特别的，很多人是喜欢这样，不当然不是每一个都这样的。
Mainland people like to take on argument, you know, argue in a logical way.
那但是我觉得这些都是一些接触的方式、了解的方式。那最重要的是福音的本质是不会改变。
The difference is just the ways and for us to accept the gospel, but the essentials in the gospel is not any different.
我们不能为了要去让它更容易接纳而改变福音的本质，就像好像我们讲到什么本土化神学，有的说是本色化神学，甚至就把福音本质就几乎有点变成调整了以后，那就不恰当。
Today we talk about the localization of gospels to different cultures, but that does not mean we can change the fundamentals in our gospel and faith.
很多时候他们也是愿意看见，就是说跟他传福音的人是不是一个真实的人，他讲的跟他所从你身上所看见的一不一样。
And for people, they look at the people preaching the gospel to them. They look at if this person is being true to himself, if he lives by what he says.
那即使他一时不接受你，但是他起码他接受你这一个人，他是认为是可信任的。
Even though he may not accept you on that point, but he sees you as a person that he finds acceptable.
他知道你对他的关心是真实的话，虽然他一时没有信主，我想这个不是很重要的问题。
He knows, as long as he knows that the care and the love you give to that person, him or her, is real, sharing the gospel later on is not a problem.
因为当他对你有好感，他觉得这个人可信任的时候，我们以后还有再机会来接触到他。
And when that person trusts you, you have opportunity to talk to him or her later on.
我想这部分您。是不是有回答到您的问题？
Does that answer your question?
Yes. 比如说有一次我听了一个从国内的一个传道人，在这边他讲了一个信息，他讲了一句话，好多人都在笑，我就说，为什么这句话有什么可笑的？就是因为背景不同，所以当然信息是相同的，没错。问题那个。怎么样把这个信息能够沟通出去的话，是一个技巧，是没错。但是感谢神，从国内来的弟兄姐妹都是信徒很有科目的心。像反而在台湾的，都是因为做生意，他们对福音反而就是不太关心。所以据我所晓得，在台湾现在在台湾要传福音其实很难。本来是从国内来的人，他们真的有这科目神的话语的心，很愿意听福音，愿意接受福音，所以这是一个很好的神所预备的一个传福音的一个很好的机会。
所以我补充一下哈，我想。他们，您自己也提到了这里面，其实这答案就在里面嘛，啊，他最想要听到的是福音嘛，那只是中间这个传递的方式，可能有技巧，有一些，如果可以用他们的语言是有很大帮助的，可是我们没有办法用他的语言，因为我们背景不同，我没办法。如果能够学到，我也是愿意去学，但是实在是没有办法。但是我想他在福音的本质上，他们还是会乐意听到福音的，啊，在座很多的国内来的，我想应该可以回答这个问题。
他们也都接受我了。
OK，Elder Chen，
好啊，谢谢你啊，啊。我的问题就是，现在很多教会找牧师，找那个传道人，对不对？啊，也有你神的对你的呼召，看那个哪个教会你是神有没有给那个特别的呼召你去哪种的教会，哪个教会是神叫你去侍奉呢？你有没有这个看法？
So the question is, you know, nowadays the churches are looking for ministers and ministers are looking for churches. Do you have this call and, from God to tell you, where and which church you're going to serve?
谢谢。这个问题，因为感谢主，我在过去找教会里面的时候，差不多都是单弹头的，不是多弹头的。
In the past, when I look for churches, I only look at one at a time.
我很少说好几个教会让我去选，然后我在中间挑一个。我大部分就是一次接触到一个，然后我祷告，然后有时候神在带领路就碰到这一个，然后就跟他们接洽，觉得合适就跟他们接洽。
I don't try to go get multiple offers at the same time and pick the best. I talk only to one church at a time. And if we agree that I can be at service, then I go to that church.
那比如说像这一次，当我去年十二月底和十一月底离开一个教会，在那边做访问牧者半年结束之后，他们要正式聘我，但是我觉得在某些方面可能不是很合适，所以我就婉谢他们。那我并没有马上去找一个另外的教会，没有。
For example, last year, after I finished my six-month service as a visiting pastor to the church, they offered me a position there, but I did not think that was where I should be, so I turned down that opportunity. And until then, I didn't look for other churches.
因为我想暂时安静一下，结果到十二月下旬的时候，就是贵教会所支持的洪立明牧师从德国打电话给我，因为他收到我的信，告诉他说我离开那个教会。
So until last December, the Reverend Hong from Germany, which our church supports, reached out to me because he learned that I left the church I was serving.
所以他就告诉我这个教会，我在一月初他把长老的email 给我，那希望我能够跟这边联系，而且说这边教会早很长一段时间没有传道人。
So he gave me the contact information for this church's elders, but because he knew that this church is looking for a minister for a while.
那通常，那我当然会祷告的。那通常，因为我不是多弹头的哈，只有一个弹头，所以这个弹头这一个目标对我来说，我祷告如果没有特别的感觉一种拦阻哈，或者是特别不想去，那我就觉得是应该是上帝的带领。那中间接洽的过程跟教会接洽的过程，我也上网站去看这个教会，我觉得这个教会是一个蛮稳定的一个教会，而且有五位长老，我觉得这是而且都是蛮好的，在信仰上非常成熟稳重的，所以我没有任何让我觉得说这个教会不想去的感觉。
So when I contact the church, I don't go to multiple church at the same time, and I just contact one church, and I pray during that time. If I feel the movement and I don't feel the resistance.I would go to this church. I know for our church is really very well developed. We have five elders. They are very, very good elders, strong in faith, and I like this church.
所以我就一直在跟这个教会接洽到现在。
So I have been in contact with you until now.
不知道是否回答到您的问题。谢谢。
Thank you.
好 June
杨传道，上一次您来的时候在科宝跟大家分享的时候，我们很有幸来听了您的讲，可是那个时候您讲到你服侍神这么多年，可是您还没有封牧师的原因，可是那个时候可惜只有十几个人听到。我相信今天大家也都想知道一下，您再跟我们分享一下您的那个感受吧。
So I think the question is you shared with us before in Clarksburg about the story of why you haven't been ordained as pastors, and we like to hear the story again.
当然这个问题是蛮复杂的哈，
但是 complicated question。
既然提出来，我好像我也不能逃避，也不能够不回答。
So, but since you ask, I have to answer.
也可能会花一点的时间，我想尽量长话短说哈。
May take a long time, a little more time, but I'll keep it short.
那我第一次服侍教会是一年。
The first church I served for about a year.
那教会就出了状况，那后来我就离开那个教会。
There were some issues and I left the church.
后来就在另外一个当地的大教会，白人教会，在那里做义务传道。我曾经在那边实习过，我念神学院的时候在那里实习过一年。
And I went to the church. I used to take internship when I was in school and serve as a volunteer preacher there.
所以我就义务在那边帮他们带领大就差不多大专大学还有当然有一些少数是高中的那个团契大概后来带了两年多一些差不多有接近三十个人。
For 2 years, I led a fellowship with about 30 people in there. They are high school, college, and university students.
那当然还有其他的教会也在那里服事。
And other church serve in the same area as well.
但是因为不是正式受聘，所以这个工作都不算数的哈，没有记录的。
So because it's a volunteer experience, it didn't really count on the resume.
那2009年到2012年六月，等于是两年半的时间，我在当地的一哦三年半，对不起，三年半。
So
时间在一个苏里圣道堂服事。
Between 2009 and 2012, for about 3.5 years, I served in I don't know how to translate.
苏里
圣道堂。
苏里
圣道堂。A church, a Chinese church there. Yeah, 苏里圣道堂。那后来三年半的时候我离开本来有一些人照规定是可以三年按牧的规定但是不一定啊，规定是这样子但是实际当然不一定嘛但是教会里面那个时候有一些刚本来在三年的时候有人就跟我说要不要提出来给我啊，执事会提出来给我按牧的事情但刚好那个时候教会里面状况很混乱为什么因为有一位灵恩派的牧师来到我们教会结果有人就想要把他引到我们教会可是很多人反对
According to the bylaw of the church I could have been ordained after 3 years and this was brought up by their official board but I was a little some complication there because there was a past Pentecostal pastor that they would like to hire for their church.
所以我就说不要提出来，这因为在教会这个时候不适合提那个问题，因为我后来因为主要是我把他挡住了，他们有些人就对我不满意。
So I blocked that request and not do that during that time.
那后来他们有人是讲说那就四年吧那四年的时候再过一年给杨川道按牧
So some people say let's wait for another year on the fourth year we'll ordain you
但是那时候因为在教会里面我今天还跟长老在谈这个事因为教会制度不太健全那个等于是执事会主席负责整个教会那执事会主席对我个人是非常的不礼貌
The church didn't have a really established management system. It's basically a chairperson run the whole church, and he was not very polite to me.
因为他原来对我讲话有时候就不太礼貌了。那后来为了这一个事情，这林恩派牧师的事情，就是他想把那个牧师来就是唱歌啊、弹吉他啊、蹦啊、跳啊，在台上就这样蹦啊跳，那很多。我们的教会是基本上是比较传统的，很多年长的就完全不能接受。那把他弄进来，教会一定分裂。
And the triggering point for this is he wanted to have this Pentecostal pastor in a church which is very traditional. So many elderly people they were not very happy about this.
那所以。我拒绝了这件事情挡下来之后他就来对付我
and because I was not in agreement with him and he did not want to ordain me
最后半年之后我就辞掉这个工作、
so、
三年半他们本来说再过一年就后来我半年我就辞掉
so half a year later I left the church
所以后来当然又在另外一个教会也是半年他们要续聘我后来我觉得在信仰某些方面还是有不是恰当所以我也就没有在那边工作
And I was in another church for about 6 months
那其实我后来在美国念神学硕士之后，那个我的指导教授原来也是那个国际神学院的院长，他在香港有一个他办立的一个神学院，对大陆培训大陆的传道人。他在那边本来去年说要给我按牧。
And last year, my academic advisor in the seminary I was getting my master's degree, he offered to ordain me through his organization that's doing many trainings in China.
In Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, sorry.
네. 那
Chinese Hong Kong.
네. 但是但是因为那时候我就在前一个教会，那时候希望他们能够用我嘛，所以我就参加那里的聚会。那个时候我就跟主任牧师报告这个事情，说我去香港，我会有一个多月不在，而且参加那边神学我会教课，而且他们有一个退休会，那个唐牧师说要给我按牧，问我可不可要不要，那我就跟他报告这个事情。
So I told this to my senior pastor at the church that I would go to Hong Kong for a month to teach the classes and I would also be ordained over there.
那他一听到那里，他就说我们浸信会有我们的规定，他说希望我能够照这边的规定。
So the senior pastor from a Baptist church system. Want to follow the rule that he hoped I would be ordained in the Baptist church.
所以我就谢谢我那个指导教授唐牧师，谢谢他。我说教会这边希望我照这里的规定。
So I turned down my academic advisor's offer and said I would be baptized in the ordained in the Baptist church.
所以到现在没有按牧，但是我从某一个角度来说。我也不强求了啊，因为我觉得上帝对每一个人道路带领都不一样，所以虽然我不觉得特别的悲伤或者是特别的难过，当然有些人会觉得奇怪啊，所以我也不以自称自己是洋传道为耻，或者是别人称我洋传道我觉得很羞耻，我完全没有感觉，因为都在上帝的手中。
So I don't feel in any way ashamed that I don't have a pastor title, that I'm a preacher here. You know, I wasn't really forcing this to happen, but I believe God has His grace and guidance to me.
然后有按牧的机会，我绝对也不会拒绝的。
When the opportunity comes, I would not turn down the chance to be ordained.
这样回答您的问题吗？谢谢。
好，气龙。
Last question.
Yeah, question. Okay, so 这个是最后一个 question 哈，这是 Okay, so this is the last one.
啊，你好，那个我问准确的说应该是一个问题，但是分两个，就是。在我来到美国之前，我本身是一个学理科的，所以准确的讲，我应该是个无神论者、共产主义人。那么，就是来这边之后，也经历了很多的事情，也受到首先就是荣荣给我传福音，那么我也很受其中的感动，也有很多人帮助我，这是我首先就是愿意接受神是真实存在的一个非常主要的原因。那么我的问题就是说，如何能让自己成为一个就是信神非常有非常有自信心的，非常相信是真实存在的，能够克服自己内心的恐惧。第二个问题就是刚才我讲了，我以前是个无神论者，那么如果有别人告诉我他是基督徒，我肯定会瞧不起他。那么现在的话，既然我相信了神，那么我终究要跪拜在神的门下，成为一名基督徒。其实我也挺害怕别人瞧不起我的，那么这个困难我怎么克服？谢谢你。
The first question is how to how to be strong in my faith, in my life. And before I was a Christian, I studied science. I looked down on people if they say they're Christians. But now that I'm a Christian, I'm afraid other people may look down on me. So what do I do?
好，这个问题是很大的问题啊，也不是简单的问题，但是在耶稣基督里面都有答复啊。
It's a big question, but in Jesus, there's an answer for everything.
我们首先要认识一件事情，在基督里面没有侥幸的事情，有恩典，但是没有侥幸。
So we have to realize in Christ we have grace, but we don't have luck or chance.
也就是说，我们很多事情都要很踏实的做。
And we have to stand on our ground when we do things.
所以属灵的，你讲的问题基本上就是一个属灵生命成长的问题。
The question is about a spiritual growth question.
所以属灵生命成长是一定是踏踏实实一步一步上来，没有一步登天的，绝对没有。
You have to stand your feet on the ground and take one step at a time. You can, there's no shortcut.
因为我们从这个世界来，是正如您从无神论的那个世界来。虽然您现在已经相信有神论，但是在您脑海里面还有很多潜伏的东西，是从过去你无神论的观点所建立出来的思想跟价值还在那里。
We were once an atheist, so there are many values and thoughts and that's established from that world. So even though we are a Christian now, you're a Christian now, you're still young.
那个无神论虽然你现在是否定了它，但是它所因它那个所建立的原来的人生的价值观念还在你的思想生活的习惯方面很多方面还是在那里表露出来。
You're not an atheist anymore, but the values and the your thoughts,
behavior,
it still exists.
对，所以这些还影响着你。那这一些你整个里面的人生的价值观哈，其实不只是无神论的，即使是世俗的很多。不一定是甚至是假神的观念，人你从世界上所学到的那一些观念都仍然影响着你，可是那一些东西是不符合圣经的东西。
Doesn't matter if you're an atheist or coming from other religions or even take a worldly view, those worldly values they are not biblical teaching.
那你在信仰成长的过程里面，就是要把那一些跟圣经不符合的东西，甚至是相冲突的东西，你一步一步要去成长，要把这个拿掉。
As you grow, you'll start to take away those worldly values that is not biblical or even in conflict with what we know in the Bible.
那这里面。就是要照圣经所做的所说的一步一步来教导，所以我们一定要读圣经。你不读圣经，不照圣经做，不可能生命会成长，绝对不可能。
So we have to read the Bible, take one step at a time. If we don't read the Bible, we cannot grow.
你不可能不读圣经，不愿意顺服，然后生命突然变得很有爱心。突然很愿意服侍，即使在服侍当中受到挫折，受到别人的攻击指责，你还甘心忍受承受，不抱怨，那不是一天两天做得到。
So you can't be not reading the Bible, not grow and obey, and still be a lovable person with a heart to serve. And when other people accuse you or look down on you, and you still be happy and have joy.
所以我在期间的见证里面有提到一句话，就是主，我那时候很愿意爱主，我也知道把主放在第一位，但是还有一个女朋友在那边，就是放不下啊，所以没有办法照。所以那句话就是说，人爱我若不过于父母、兄弟、儿女、妻子，就包括世界上的一切，如果上帝不是第一位的话，你属灵生命，他说耶稣说不配做我的门徒，那就表示从另外一方面说，就是我们的生命也不会成长。
So when I was young, I know was in the Bible, I know to put God first, but it was difficult to do. What the Bible said, Jesus said, you know, you have to, if anybody put family, anything in the world above me, they don't deserve to be my disciple. Put in another way, you cannot grow in that way.
所以属灵生命的成长是一种非常扎实的，每一方面，从内在的思想、价值观，啊，跟我们跟人相处的态度，哈，各方面，都是我们属灵生命。这个就是基督要建立我们一个符合他心意、成为神所喜悦的那种样式、神的形象那种样式。
So, our spiritual life has to be established on a solid ground and take it slowly and to be more and more like Christ.
所以这是我们先要有清楚的一个目标。那但是我们在实际做的时候，当你不可能一步就成长很成熟，那在这过程中间，你就是每天一定要养成习惯，要祷告亲近神，有灵修，读圣经的话语，啊，能够固定在教会参加聚会，那把我们的问题带到上帝面前仰望神，还有诗歌很多时候也对我们是一种帮助，啊，我们在唱诗歌的时候，圣灵有浇灌我们，感动我们，让我们的心就喜乐起来，这都是属灵的生命成长必须要有的。那你的忧虑啊，这些愁烦啊，啊，困难，慢慢被上帝改变。
So, that's our goal there to be like Christ, but we're not going to get there in one day. So it takes time for us to read the Bible and pray and even singing the hymns. It helps to bring all your struggles, your problems to God, and we'll take it one step at a time to towards the goal.
还有我们彼此之间的带导，所以参加团契很重要。参加团契而彼此分享自己的困难，也彼此带导，也分享彼此感恩，为上帝所做的在对方身上、在自己身上所做的感恩。所以我们都要参加教会聚会，彼此激励，在爱心上一同长进。
And we pray for each other and be thankful to each other is important. So it's critical to have a fellowship and a spiritual family.
Okay. 不知道有没有回答到您的问题。
Okay. 好，那我想这个时间已经晚了哈。那如果还有问题不要紧，等一下我们在楼下有分享交通的时间啊，我们再继续来跟杨传道还有杨师母来发问或来讨论。
So if you still have questions, we'll have some fellowship time downstairs after this.
好，那最后我想就到此啊。那我想最后请那个赵牧师给我们做个结束祷告，好吧？
各位弟兄姐妹，我们来低头祷告。阿爸天父，我们感谢赞美你，这是你预备的时候，主要是你所预备的工人。主，我们在此谢谢你在我们一生里边呼召我们来成为你家里的器皿成为神国度的精兵。我们赞美你，今天你带杨传道和师母来到我们当中，也和我们弟兄姐妹有美好的交通。主，我们知道神你选召他不是为了一时两时，主啊，你是为了你的自己的目的，为了你的国度。主，我们欢迎他有机会在我们当中来分享，同时我们也愿望主你自己的旨意成就在我们当中。主，若是你呼召他到我们当中来，神啊，你给我们大家有同一的心智，有同一的感动，我相信圣灵能参透万事。主，我们把每一个弟兄姐妹交托在你的手中。主啊，也把我们杨传道和师母交在你的手里边。主啊，因为我们相信你的一个圣灵在我们心中说话。主啊，我们把教会交在主的手里边，因为主你是教会全体之首。主啊，你是教会的元首。主啊，教会是你的身体，所以当我们听到主你自己声音的时候，我们大家就一同的跟随，我们愿意一同的来follow。 主啊，我们求主你保守我们教会在前边发展的时候有主你至圣灵的同在。主啊，有你大能的浇灌。 主啊，更包括看到神你打发你收割庄稼的工人来到我们当中，主啊，我们一同仰望你，求助你自己的名在华府在整个这个地区得到极大的荣耀，得到当得的荣耀，主啊，叫我们的生命一起蒙浇灌造就，来一起来成长，主啊，我们谢谢你愿意我们教会成为一个传福音的教会，也成为一个荣耀主名的教会，在这个地区成为灯台，主啊，我们谢谢你，祝福我们以上的时间，也祝福我们下边的交通，主啊，和我们大家在一起的这个茶点时间，与我们这样子的同在，听我们众人有声无声的祈求感恩与祷告，奉耶稣基督名求的，阿们，谢谢大家。
OK， 好，那我们就到楼下去啊，有点心交通。 OK， so we can go downstairs.